We've got good news for sunshine fans. Weather forecasters say that golden orb is going to peek its face out later today and remain in and out for a week or so. Meanwhile, most of us are pretty saturated, but there is a silver lining in our rain clouds. Have you noticed that you've been more productive these last few days? That could be because of all the precipitation. Dr. Bradley Stotz is a visiting associate professor at the Wharton School of Business. He and his colleagues measured the productivity of people on so-called bad weather days and good weather days. They wanted to find out how weather affects how quickly we get our work done and if it actually does increase our productivity. Dr. Stotz says the idea for his study had a little bit of me search involved in it.
My frequent collaborator and I, Francesca Gino, were kind of reflecting on our time spent in Boston in particular and trying to justify a wonderful place, but weather is perhaps not the highlight, kind of why we'd spent so much time there. And we thought, well, maybe actually being in bad weather has something going for it, and that actually it might make us more productive.
Huh. So when you say bad weather, does that mean, some people think sunshine is bad weather. What do you mean? What do you mean when you use that term?
What we studied was looking at rain. I think that the core idea of what we were looking at is that kind of weather that is to our liking, which I think for most people would be kind of a pleasantly warm day that you can engage in outdoor activities, might actually prove to be distracting. And so when we have kind of weather that's outside of that norm, and in the case of the study, it's looking at the rain that you're experiencing, then there's less of, you know, kind of that looking out the window, what might I be doing instead, and that we actually are able to keep our focus and then be more productive.
So you guys thought that we would be so distracted by a big yellow orb in the sky and the sky being blue that we just wouldn't be able to concentrate on what we were doing?
I mean, directionally, yes. And again, it's not that we're saying this is the single biggest determinant of your productivity, but kind of our idea was that maybe weather actually has a bigger effect than we realize, and that we could consistently see this across a number of different settings. And so these kind of insidious background distractions would actually appear, and we see it across. We end up doing a study in Tokyo, kind of an online study across the United States, and then a laboratory-based study up in the Northeast, and we see the same pattern in each place.
I'm talking with Dr. Bradley Stotz about the relationship between bad weather and productivity at work, we're talking about, right? Office productivity.
Yep.
So here I am speaking to you on the probably fourth or fifth rainy day in a row in gloomy Seattle. Winter here, we not only don't get tons of sunlight, we don't get a lot of daylight. So what's the difference between a place like this and a southern latitude city like, say, Los Angeles, where there is significantly more sunshine? Do you see a difference, or would you imagine a difference in productivity?
Sure. I mean, it's an interesting question, and I think one of the things we have to appreciate with weather is there are a number of different ways that it can affect us, and that kind of traditionally how folks have thought about weather and productivity has been really around mood, and that kind of the better weather, the better our mood will be, and that would play out in terms of performance. And I think what's been interesting is that there's certainly a great deal of research looking at that relationship, and it shows that sometimes we see an effect, but often we don't. And I think this may get to what you're saying earlier, is that people internalize that in some pretty different ways. So kind of what's great for you may not be so great for, you know, me and vice versa. Where core idea that weather can prove distracting, at least in the work we did, seemed to hold pretty consistently.
It's interesting. I'm just thinking as you're talking about here where it is dark a lot of the winter, some of us just feel so happy when it's light, let alone sunny, that we might work harder. But I'm curious if you sort of took this theory further to think about, or at least theorize, what it might mean for a place like the Northwest, where we've got Microsoft, we've got Amazon, we've got, you know, Boeing.
Sure.
Is there some correlation between that?
I mean, it's certainly fun to speculate on that, right? As we do see kind of that tie of a wonderfully productive region kind of the weather that you're describing to go along with it. That's not kind of where we were focusing our attention, though, and there are obviously a number of other great benefits, and as each of those companies successful, it helps kind of the future companies be successful too. I think that it's certainly kind of plausible that some of the benefits of this lack of a distraction may be accruing to each of those firms, though.
Do you go as far as telling employers that maybe they want to, you know, simulate raindrops or gray skies in the windows or block them off?
Yeah, exactly. One of my colleagues has kind of a fake window that she uses to that end. No, I mean, I think what we'd suggest to employers is a couple of things. I mean, one is being cognizant of your weather. So wherever you happen to be located, appreciate that there may be some value in having some flexibility in scheduling. That, you know, if you know the forecast calls for a gorgeous day on Thursday, then, you know, giving people a little bit flexibility to perhaps work more on Wednesday, and that you may end up better off from that extra few hours that you get on Wednesday that you give back on Thursday. And so I think kind of flexibility is relevant. I think, you know, the other piece is to be aware of what kind of work you're doing. And so when you're thinking about growth and you're thinking about expansion, you know, by no means should weather be the only variable that you look at, but that it can be part of a more complete understanding of where do we locate a facility.
Interesting. Well, lastly, Dr. Stutz, I know you didn't specifically study this, but for some people who live in the Northwest, no sun makes them very unhappy. And based on your research that less sun might mean more productivity, what kind of relationship do you see between productivity and happiness?
I think that, you know, as you're saying, with the sunlight side of things, you know, there are physiological responses that we're really not getting into when we're looking at our study where we're controlling for that, but looking at the effects of other type of weather, in particular rain. I think that the nice thing is that we see on average, as we're more productive, we do tend to feel better about ourselves, and there's kind of a virtuous cycle that we can engage in. And so there certainly is a risk that if the weather, in that case of a lack of sunlight, is making us miserable, then we could head in the other direction and end up in a worse place.
So you're not ready yet to recommend to bosses that they fly the employee base to Hawaii for a week of R&R?
Yeah, exactly. I certainly can't throw research to support that. I'm all in favor of at least my bosses engaging in that activity.
Dr. Stutz, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks, Marcy. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll be the first to volunteer if he does that Hawaii workplace research. But we're not going to get that trip to Hawaii, but we could perhaps, bosses, get some extra time off on the next sunny day. Just put that in the hopper. Dr. Bradley Stutz, an associate professor at Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Record from KUOW.